If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Hello, I'm Khudirakhetu Mahajane, the founder and CEO of Delivery Gaspi, and you're listening to my Top 10 at 10.
So you say this song, what happened?
Hey, this guy.
Yeah.
So he just got into an accident and he came out and he was, he actually recorded it at an operated races. Which is crazy. And the music video, he went around, he was not popular at the time.
Yes.
So he went around to all these, you know, celebs. And when they heard the song, he was recording their reactions, which is crazy. Pharrell Williams, reactions is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't believe it. He was just like, hey, Mona, can't you can rap? I remember he even walked out of the studio
in disbelief. Yeah.
Arimon, you got something, you know, you have something powerful in you.
Yeah, remember
at the time, Kanye was not big.
Exactly.
So that's a special moment.
I remember the video where he points at the poster, Yashaka Khan.
Thank
you for giving me this break, you know?
Yeah. No, the come up, it's beautiful to see. I mean, I would recommend that documentary to watch.
It's on Netflix, so you better watch it.
Yeah.
To understand the man, the brain behind Kanye West.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Mr. Yeezy himself.
Sure.
And I think I'm sitting next to another Yeezy here. Khudi! Those who now even know him. Pretoria,
Hammanskraal. So.
Hamitown.
Hamitown. Just 30 kilometers from the city.
Yeah. Kana king dai mall?
Jubilee Mall.
Go Jubilee?
Yeah, go Jubilee Mall.
Oh, go Jubilee. Oh, Tamile Dame, bro. 5 years ago.
5 years ago, yeah. So actually 5 years ago, that's matric. Then went to Joburg and started my first business aside. And then went back home, I think last year, you know, during COVID and visiting my mom. And that's when, you know, we started the new business, Delivery Gaspi. And that's, I think that's why I'm here.
So you say you've been, before Delivery Gaspi, you've been in business, right?
Yes.
Trying out obviously a few things.
Yes.
Take me through that journey.
Cool. I mean, it all started back in primary school, right? Kurifikile. I remember I was in grade 5 or grade 6. I used to sell sweets.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was not making any profit, but for now, I loved But I loved the whole transaction, right? The fact that I can convince you, Brett Tivo, to say, look, I'm going for my sweets on my 5 rand, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, that ability grew on, you know, high school
the
where
fails, man.
I ended up, you know, organizing trips, you know, go high school.
So
I'd organize trips for us to go over Fountains Valley and all that. I remember I'd come home, get to my 5k, and my mom would be like, wait, I'm actually the guy, you know, because I've been organizing trips, splitting the money, and then when I finally came to Joburg, now I went crazy. I was like, this is the place, you know.
When you say coming to Joburg, you're coming here for school?
For school.
Where?
First year. UJ 2016.
Okay.
Didn't last 6 months.
Why?
The business. I started my business while at school.
What business was this?
Goody Tutors. So this is a tutoring company.
Okay.
So tutor students from grade 1 to 3rd year university.
What?
You're
a first year.
I'm first year.
You're tutoring students from grade 1. Tata Goody. Okay.
Yeah. So I did well in my matric. And I'm like, what can I do?
Yeah.
And I realized, hey, I could use my distinctions, you know, to help other students.
Yeah.
And literally started tutoring students from my dorm room. Ended up having so many students that I had to get my own tutors. So I went to campus, put some posters, you know, all over campus to say, guys, I need tutors, come join us.
Yeah.
Now you're getting your own classmates to go to university. It's like, I'm a dorm room in your house to tutor.
Because
I'm giving them clients.
Yeah.
And then I realized this is a business, and I gave it my 100%, decided that I'm going to leave school, and I'm going to push this thing forward.
I'm sure your mother looked at you the same way she looked at you, ka 5,000 rand, didn't know, kilogram, I know it's for the cash.
Yeah, I know, she was not happy, and I think worst of all, because obviously they're kicking me out because I'm no longer a student, and I need accommodation.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, okay, do I need to get a place of my own, a flat? Or do I get an office? Being Khudi, I got an office, which at night turned to a bedroom. And my mom hated that, you know. She was just... Because remember, our mom's like, hey, babo lela kudi society thing.
Mwana ke o.
Exactly.
Now UJ.
Eh, I know we are no ko bra mo ko fisi. How old are you at this time?
2016, 19, 18.
The bravado to do all of this?
I think it was just the hunger. I've always wanted to do more, and I always wanted to have an impact in all the spaces that I'm in.
Yeah.
My biggest frustrations with tutoring at the time, a lot of companies were asking you when you apply if you have a car. And for me, right? And for me, it said that there's a lot of students who did well in high school that don't get this opportunity to become tutors. So when I started Goody Tutors, it was that, to get these guys, Banesfas, Wadi Bazaris, who are from the villages and townships, to be able to make income.
They know the subject.
Exactly.
So come and teach.
Exactly. And make some extra income the right way. Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, today the business has grown to nationwide. We have tutors all over the country. We ran a school with one of the biggest clubs in the football clubs in the country.
Wait a minute. Whoa. That's 50 Fernanda. You ran a what?
A school.
What do you mean a school?
So remember football clubs, there's also the lower league. So So because of they can't go to school like normal students because they are athletes.
Yeah.
So we
they actually need homeschooling.
Ran that 2-3 years. It was beautiful. Great experience ever, you know, exposed us to quite a lot.
Yeah.
And unfortunately it had to end, you know, budget costs and all these things. But beautiful. But the relationships are still there.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, so you've been running it and it's still standing?
Yeah.
When you say national, tell right now we're digital, anyone can claim to be national. So what do you mean?
So we have tutors in all the cities, even all the rural, you know, provinces. So if you go to our website, goodytutors.com, you should be able to get a tutor in your area. And that's what we're pushing. 6 years old now, has a team of around 5 young under 30 graduates pushing this business.
Mm-hmm.
We were based in Hyde Park, but now we're virtual.
Wow. How many tutors do you have?
I have no idea. But I mean, look, we are, because we have a team that's recruiting on a daily basis, interviews and that.
Yeah.
But upwards of 100, 150 and so. Because also remember, it's a flexible gig.
Yes.
You come in, you get out.
Yeah.
You know? So it's always changing. But it's, for me, it's the impact that it creates. I remember at my lowest, I wanted to close down this business. And I went to a meeting. And in this meeting, they invited our tutors to come through. Remember, I don't know these guys. I just know that they work, you know,
for good
business.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there listening to those guys talking about the impact that this business is having on their lives, what they do with their money, and I'm like, I can't give up on this thing.
Wow.
Right? So it's that impact for me. It's for those students that are on Nesfas adverts and they are on bazaaries and they need something to back them. Right? And tutoring, and it's also fulfilling.
Yes.
And for me, tutoring
is sharing hard. Knowledge is fulfilling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? And for me, it has exposed me to quite a lot, right? You go to all these fancy houses, families, and all these, you get exposed, and especially if you're coming from, you know, a township, now you're here in Sandton, you know, you're going to this person's house, he's a popular person, but now you get to see him in the, you know, family setting.
Yes.
So it's a beautiful experience, and I think, you know, for anyone who wants to be a tutor, if you have the good results, come through. It's really fulfilling.
And now, who is tutoring you as a business leader, originator, pioneer? Because I would assume that you also need somebody to say, okay, this is keep you in check, you know, or Hoodie says, no, but I need somebody, Hortman, sister.
Sure.
Who?
Look, at the time when we started, there was no one. That's the truth, you know, and it was tough. I mean, emotionally, mental, health-wise, because remember, your mom is not talking to you because Orobala go fishing, you know, obviously there's no girls around who look at you. You don't have friends because friends don't understand what you're trying to do.
Yes.
So at the time, it was really, really
tough. Lonely.
It's lonely.
And that's the life of an entrepreneur, by the way.
Absolutely, right? Especially in the early stages.
Yeah.
You realize a lot. You realize who's with you. And sometimes you need to understand that people don't see what you see.
Yeah.
And you just have to forgive them, right? And just, they will see one day, right? Mm. And just don't take it personal. So at the time, look, you rely on books, you rely on videos on YouTube of people who've made it. And you get to see that, oh, okay, maybe I'm also on the right track because they've somehow went through the same experience that I'm going through now.
Yeah.
But it was tough. I wouldn't wish it for anyone.
Yeah.
Plus,
My office was on top of Kitchener's at Brown.
Oh, yo, yo.
If you know Kitchener's.
I know Kitchener's.
If you know Kitchener's, you know until 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Right? So even today, I can't sleep until 2 a.m. I have to be working. Right? Because I couldn't do anything. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Have to wait for all these guys to close. Okay, shop. Now it's time to sleep, Hori. Wake up before the cleaners come.
Yeah.
Because they're not supposed to see, Hori. They borrow all
the heat. Yes.
But yeah, push that. And yeah, it was a crazy experience. And I'm grateful we made it this far.
This is Hori, the man behind Delivery Kaspit. He saw a gap and he filled it. And we're going to go into that story right now. But before we go into... You must check the music is choking. Anyway, before we go there, what is the one thing they said, don't buy it, but you did anyway?
And I'm like, I've only worn it twice. But yeah, that's the one thing.
No, I have a similar story.
Yeah?
You know the La Boutons?
La Boutons, nah.
Red bottom shoes.
Yeah, I see.
The 30 spikes.
Yeah.
I'm like, these things are so nice. And then my wife says, you know, and I know when she says, she's not endorsing.
Ish.
Now, my best friend says, Mugwele, only live once, man. And then we go and we buy this thing. Hey, the most uncomfortable sneaker, not shoe, sneaker I ever bought. It's so uncomfortable. I'm like, Mara, but it's a luxury.
Ah, no, the one about the pair of the nice, and you tried on. Like, I couldn't walk. And I bought them. We were nominated for awards, which we actually won the award.
Oh,
I don't know how I got to that stage. But give it to me, you know. And as soon as I got into the car, hey, God, let's tell a big thing. Every morning, I'm like,
And then, like you, I go to YouTube because I want to know this guy, Le Bouton.
Yeah.
Why did you make these shoes?
Yeah.
And I found a perfect video for it when somebody was asking a lady, hey, Mara, I can't wear your shoes the whole day. I didn't make shoes for working. I made shoes that will look good on you.
Ish.
Not necessarily for working. I was like, okay.
Ish.
We started with Kanye West, and now, wait for it, drum roll. Mshimana kwa Hamilton. Ariana nyango utla Paula Abdul. Paula Abdul, my bro.
Yes. Ish. Yeah, they did it so cool.
Paula Abdul, rush.
Utla le first five lines.
Ish. Yeah?
Yeah.
Here it is. It is Paula Abdul, Rush. This was what, the early 90s, if I'm not mistaken. 91, 92?
I'm 97, so I get that.
Yeah, no, how come it hit you? How come it got you?
I guess on a Sunday, you're driving, it comes on the radio, and, you know, you Shazam it, and you actually listen to you watch the lyrics, and you actually realize that,
Tabashi.
It's a beautiful song.
Tabashi. I thought maybe because mommy loved it.
Nah, hey, mommy or Tabo, King. Let's get it on.
But Marvin Gaye, yeah.
Marvin Gaye, and yeah, that's her style.
Yeah? This is Hori, the man behind Delivery Kaspit. Google it, Delivery Kaspit, operating in Pretoria, soon to be national. Don't say you didn't know about it. Now you do. Talking about the things that they said you shouldn't buy, but you bought anyway. Smooda, and I ordered oysters. What I don't need to be fair. Shots Buddha. I know. Go to the hashtag. Get shot at their mom. You'll hear the story right there. We'll be right back.
Hello. I'm Hori Rahito Mahajani, the founder and CEO of Delivery Kaspit. And I'm sipping the best tea in the city. Kaya 959 on the street, on the air.
All right. There's something about smart, clever people. and dropping out and starting, you know, revolutionary products. Mark Zuckerberg, Steve Jobs, you name them. And now Hoodie.
Sure.
And like the ring are in a sharp sharp.
No, I'll sing in now. I mean, I'm still, I'm at vet now.
Oh.
I still need to finish this degree. So I think there's still value, you know, for going through that process of, you know, being taught and, you know, understanding the basics.
Because you need to understand how the world works.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think in my case, I was just in a hurry. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this lecturer is too slow for me. You know? So I was like, nah, man. Let me push on the streets.
Yeah.
And let me see how far I could go. And yeah, super grateful that, you know, it came out well.
What are you studying?
BCom. BCom, final year.
Nice.
Yeah, vete hanakana, but we're pushing through.
Yeah. But hanaka we nor we now nanaku. I mean,
yeah. No, it's part time, so I attend only at night.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'll push. I need to get it through.
Yeah.
It's a promise I made to my mom.
And, yeah,
definitely. It's just one of those things I need to do. Yeah.
Mama, Lena Gao support. You are now home, Hamitown, get lockdown.
Sure.
You can't do anything.
Yes.
But at least Goody Tutors is online, that part is running.
Yes.
Is that why speed got delivery?
Yeah. So delivery got speed, it's two issues basically. So for me, it's where's the convenience that I enjoy when I'm in the city? Kokasi, I think.
Yeah.
And two is the youth unemployment in Kokasi. You know, I always say it's not nice when you go back Kokasi and you see your former classmates. Banze kodi kone, basa iriselo. Right?
And batongo bisa frotman.
Exactly.
And it's sagazao.
Banyo utlazo taluko lui. Right? Mau tiritene tlasi bobuti. You know? It's sad. It's not good to see that. And for me, it was, how can we change this? How can we bring opportunities into Kasitsarona? And with the gig economy, that's an opportunity.
Mm.
And that's why we started Delivery Gaspeed. One, to bring the convenience in the township, as well as to alleviate the youth unemployment that exists in our townships.
And there was also a gap, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that very gap also is a threat to you, if you do your SWOT analysis, is a threat to you, because crime is the reason why there's a gap.
Yes.
There are also other delivery services, but they can't service those areas purely because they say crime is the biggest problem.
Yes.
So when, how you circumvent that?
So it's two issues, I mean, why these guys are not so excited to come into townships. One, it's the locations, right? So the directions and the streets.
Uh-huh.
Most of the townships are not, you know, named. The streets are not named, so it's very difficult to get around. So some of their apps can't work, Kokasi.
Sure.
The second one is, yes, the crime is there, but we came in, you know, with Delivery Gaspeed, right? It resonates with the people of Kokasi. All our drivers are branded. Delivery Gaspeed, you know, you could see the kid who was, you know, on the corners, but they're now on a bicycle, on an e-bike. They're earning an honest income. That has to change something about yourself before you rob that child.
Sure. Right?
Because you could see this child is trying to improve their lives. And that's where we try to put our message to our township to say, we're doing good for the township. The money is not leaving to go Kosanten or anywhere. It's staying here. That boy is going to make 1K, 2K for that week. Where is he going to buy? He's going to buy groceries for his family. He doesn't have to now do all sorts of things that are bad so that, you know, he can make some extra income. And that's the message that we put together. And so far, I'm very happy. We haven't had any issues in all the townships that we operate in. And we believe that with the youth at work, all these things that are bad in our township should be lowered. Yeah.
There's an email that came through from Emmons, but Are T, please ask Goody. I'm supportive of his business, but what happened to Katlehong and Sky City with Delivery Gaspeed?
Sure. So we're in Katlehong, parts of Katlehong. So our radius, I think maximum is 10 kilometers from the merchant. So the merchants is your McDonald's, your other big brands.
Mm.
So he might, if he can't see us, it might be because he's not in the radius. But we are still there. We'll be opening a few more merchants before the end of the year. We're just waiting for our e-bikes to land in the country.
Okay.
And then we should be able to get more young guys. And we'll grow to the rest of the Ekurhuleni. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you say all townships, you mean Gauteng, right?
Yes.
So, Tembisa, for instance.
Yes.
Is there a particular merchant that you're working with, or all of them, or whoever is interested can then work with you? How does the process work? Is you going to them and says, can I be your delivery service?
Sure. So we have a strategy at the office. We have a list for the whole year, even next year, of all the townships that we're going to do. And sure, we do our research in terms of what are the most popular brands
okay
in that area. So
okay,
if on Alicot or Spatlos is popular in that township,
oh,
we'll go to them because they are known.
Yes.
Right? And then we are able to onboard them. And the onboarding is easy. They get a device where they can accept orders, and now they can reach a much broader, you know, customer
yes
base.
Yes.
And to list the townships that we're in, we're mostly in Pretoria townships. So Hammanskraal, Soshanguve, Mabopane. We just opened Mamelodi now. And in Joburg, it's Katlehong, Sky City, Palm Ridge, and a bit of Tokoza. Like I said, we are moving to Vosloorus in a few months. This month, October, we're opening in Northwest Hebron Mall. This is really exciting because this sure one, this mall is opening same day we are also launching.
Wonderful.
It's a brand new mall.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's really exciting to be part of that. So yeah.
All right. Now, this means then you are operating now at a national scale, yet focusing on underserviced areas, right?
Yes.
How many people are on these bikes, or what is the plan? I mean, because the biggest issue about delivery, like you said, your unique selling proposition is Caspeed.
Sure.
Is it Caspeed, or have you seen some difficulties there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we have to make sure that the food gets there on time. I just want to give you something there to read. So our business, what I just gave you now, it's because we understand the market that we operate in.
Yeah.
People in the township are going through a lot mentally, right? And that's why it makes me angry that a lot of big businesses don't play into that and say, how can we help the people in the townships be better mentally? That's why in the township we have so much crime. We have so much, you know, GBV cases, right?
Social ills keep growing.
Alcohol consumption
yeah
is super high because we're struggling mentally and we're trying to hide all these things.
Yeah.
So what I just gave you now, all our customers get that every time when they get their food. So it's
I just received it now. Like, you know, you know, like, you know, it's like, what do they call it? Those lucky cookies. I don't know what they call it. You open it and you find a beautiful message inside,
yes,
right? And this one you just gave me now, it says, I hope you heal from the things you'll never speak about.
Exactly.
Wow.
We're all going through something. It's even worse, Kokasi. And we as a business, we need to come in and understand that our people are going through a lot. And if we can affirm the good things, let's do that. On Mondays, we always do the 1 year. It's a new week. We try again. Because everybody
wow
is trying.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying. And people are not seeing them. Hore, hey, this guy wa pusha.
Mm.
Right? You are a breadwinner. You have a family. But your family don't see that you're trying. And you need to be told that we see that you're trying and you're on the right track.
Mm.
That's what we need to hear. That's how we can heal.
Yeah.
And for us, food, yes, you'll get your food fast. That's standard.
Yeah.
But there's more to that.
Yeah.
We need to talk to the heart. We need to make sure that you're okay mentally. Standard with the team as well at the office. They have access to a virtual therapist.
Oh.
Anonymous. I don't even know what they talk about. But they need to see someone because
okay
everybody's going through something, right? And if we try to say, they're doing drugs and just trying to brush it off,
yeah, yeah,
we're not going to the core. So with what we're trying to do with Delivery Caspeed is let's solve the core. Let's solve why people are drinking so much. Let's solve why people are being abusive. Let's get to the core. The food, yes, you'll get it nice, standard. If we're even better than the competition in terms
yes
of time.
Yeah.
But there's more to it.
Nasty C. Takaza how? 1 hour smile.
97.
Sad boys.
Sad boys. Yeah, so this song, I mean, if you look, it's a note to self. When
okay
I listen to this song, I think of myself back when I used to doubt myself. And I say, look, look how far you've come.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I believed in you at that time.
Yeah.
And every day when I'm feeling discouraged, I listen to this song. And then it reminds me, oh, no, man. Remember, you were this person who doubted yourself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But look at you now where you are. So for me, it's a pick-me-up song.
All right. And I think you doubted yourself because of Han Nagar.
Hey, no comment.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Khudirahetu Mahajane. Khudirahetu Mahajane, the founder and CEO of Delivery Caspeed. And you're listening to my top 10 at 10.
All right. We are now heading home. Just about to wrap it up, but before we do, with every business or with every opportunity, we all learn something, that there is a piece of cake for everybody. There's a definitely a piece of cake for everybody, and people feel like, hey, if I'm doing this, no one else should do it because it's competition.
Nah.
There's enough oxygen for everybody.
It's too much.
Right?
Absolutely.
Here's a question for you. Ad Rebs are a, I'm listening to you talking to Khodi. I'm shaking from my seat because I'm venturing into the same space. Please ask him, how did you go about dealing with the phase of establishing into an app instead of a web application?
Sure. So when we started, remember we started last year, July. 5 months later, that's when I started with savings, with my own savings, yeah. Which was, something else.
Yeah.
And then we raised our first round of funding in January, 6 months later. And when we got that funding, I asked myself, what is the best way to use this money? And building an app from scratch was not the best way to use the money.
Okay.
Right? Because you're going to have to start literally from scratch, and it'll offer problems, that app that, you know, you need developers to fix on a daily basis.
Which is costly.
So we decided to get something off the shelf, which was working already. Rebrand it, make it look like it's delivered at speed. It works perfectly. There's no challenges, bugs, and all of that. And it works. How much did I spend? Zero. Right?
Oh!
Yeah, so I mean, they take a percentage from our turnover.
Okay. But
at the time, because I don't have much money, I don't have to build from scratch.
Yeah.
And for me, an app, it just makes things much more easier from us at the office, in terms of tracking the orders and all of that.
Yeah.
When we started on WhatsApp. And usually we're not on WhatsApp, people want to talk. It's a chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want full chicken. Now you must ask them which flavor.
Yeah.
How many pieces? Which flavor? So at least with an app, they can see all those flavors by themselves. They can choose, and then we get the
then
order.
You can do what you need to do. Yeah.
You know, so that's the reason why we moved to an app, and so far so good. I think people in the townships, have good devices.
Yeah.
I think this notion of saying people Kokasi, they don't have smartphones.
Nah.
Has to die. Mm-hmm. People have good phones in the townships, and they're transacting online. Definitely, COVID has helped us with, getting people to be more comfortable.
Yes.
So the education that we had to do was very little. So,
You saying national?
National. It's scary.
Yeah, I thought I was about to say.
Yeah, it's scary. But look, I think, the team that I have in Hammarskraal, we decided to set up our head office in Hammarskraal.
Yes. Yes.
Now the team can walk to the office. They don't have to take taxis or whatever.
That's right. And you are actually stretching their end.
Absolutely. And it's beautiful there. I mean, going to the office, we're at a team meeting, Kaspitori. Oh, hey, guys.
Yeah.
How's the sales? Sales city is amazing.
Yeah.
Revetile 1 meter.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Really refreshing.
Yeah.
It's cool sometimes.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Is going national the only next big thing for you, or you're setting your eye on something else as well?
Definitely, there's something that we are working on. We're still busy with the research. It's going to be exciting. But for us is, let's set up the network. Mm-hmm. We're only doing fast food deliveries now.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that we can deliver. But for us is, let's build the networks. Let's create employment. Let's get these boys off the streets. Let's get them on these bicycles and e-bikes for them to start making income. And then we should be able to win all these wars that we have in the townships.
Yeah.
There's bigger plans of what we will launch, and I think when the time is right, we should be able to share.
It's always easier to parallel yourself with an existing, either service or brand. And in this case, one could easily say maybe you're, paralleling yourself to an Amazon, right? Or maybe you have your eyes, set on being as big as Apple. I don't know.
Mm.
I mean, who's your aim here?
Look, I think for us, it's all the purpose of the business. Number one is to alleviate the youth unemployment in the townships.
Wow, right? Big.
That's number one. Everything else, I get so excited every time I see these guys on the road. Like, that's what excites me.
The
balance sheet, it's important and whatever. But what excites me is hearing these guys' stories. You'll think of my story inspirational. Wait until you hear our riders, stories, what they do with the money, what impact this job has for them.
Yeah.
That's for me, that's the goal. So for me, if I could have hundreds and hundreds more of those young guys on board, that's my goal.
From zero to hero.
Hey, This is actually by one of our team members. He's Swati, so he listens to these songs.
Yeah.
And one time I laid on my laptop, let me Shazam this song.
Yeah.
So I can listen to it properly.
Yeah.
Hey, and then I was hooked.
Emona, what you're doing shows us what's possible. I love how brave you are. I'm still like your mom. I don't know where you get it from. But yes, it's a marvel to hear you speak and to see what you do. So I hope from this platform we have managed to at least help, you know, to give you a little bit of a spring from your trampoline to reach even higher heights, because I think you are a story that we all need to be proud of.
Thank you.
And we can only wish you more wind under your wings so that you can fly more and more.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the platform. I think for us, you know, it's God. We are just, you know, there for him to guide us.
Yeah.
To, you know, have this impact in the youth. And for us, I think we figured out our purpose. And it's really fulfilling when it's not the money, it's not the fame, but it's creating jobs and helping guys who didn't have any opportunities be able to make some extra income. And it's a privilege to be in this position where God, you know, has chosen you and said, look, Khudi, you are the leader of this business. You are going to impact these people's lives.
Yeah.
And for us, it's a privilege that we realize, and we hope that, you know, God can continue to protect our business, let it grow, so we can have more positive impact in our townships.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.